Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever heard a speaker, whether preacher or otherwise, who was about as lively as a snail? He may have even had a good message, but he demonstrated no enthusiasm for the message which he was delivering. Most of us prefer a speaker who knows his topic well and who shows by his manner and mannerisms that the message has touched his life before it comes out of his mouth. We may even say of such a speaker, "His message is coming from his heart." When we use such language, we are being complimentary of the speaker. But the Old Testament prophet Jeremiah was not. The prophets were speaking a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. Jeremiah 23:16. The prophet Ezekiel, a younger contemporary of Jeremiah's, also warned against listening to the prophets who prophesied out of their own hearts. Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and say unto them who prophesy out of their own hearts, "Hear the word of the Lord, thus says the Lord God. Woe unto the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing." Ezekiel 13:2-3. Thus will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall, and upon them who have daubed it with untempered mortar, and will say unto you, "The wall is no more, neither they who daubed it," to wit, the prophets of Israel who prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and who see visions of peace for her. And there is no peace, says the Lord God. Likewise, you son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy against them. Ezekiel 13:15-17. I ask you to think about the modern prophets, not people like Gene Dixon or Edgar Casey or Arthur Ford, but the religious teachers who claim to be able to see what will occur in the immediate future. I'm especially concerned about those preachers and teachers who set dates for the Lord's return. William Miller, one of the founders of Seventh-day Adventism, predicted that the Lord would come to this earth in 1843. Hundreds of thousands of people throughout the United States were eagerly anticipating the Lord's second coming that year. The year passed into history without Christ coming. Thousands of people were discouraged, and some even quit religion. They believed the Bible was wrong in its predictions. But William Miller, not the Bible, was wrong. The Bible says no man, not William Miller, not Judge Rutherford or Hal Lindsey, knows the time when Christ will come for his own. Jesus himself said, "But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." Matthew 24:36. A few years ago, Edgar Whisnant wrote a little book he called 88 Reasons Why Christ is Coming in 88. There was great excitement among certain fundamentalist groups in the United States, but 1988 did not see the return of Christ. Almost daily on radio or television, some false prophet sets the date, or at least the year, of Christ's second coming. How tragic and inexcusable that anyone would listen to these false prophets. We can say with both Jeremiah and Ezekiel, these men and women are prophesying out of their own hearts. They are not speaking as the oracles of God. There are at least two tragic results which accompany such false prophets. Many people become discouraged to the point of giving up on religion. Others think the Bible writers were mistaken. When they claimed to be speaking for the Lord, they were speaking out of their own hearts. Some, however, know about the false prophecies and still follow that cultic or denominational leader who made the unfounded and erroneous prediction. We must do, as John said, try the spirits. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.